This podcast contains recordings and information about true events featuring subject matter some audiences may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Hi, I'm Kristen Thorne, and I'm an investigative reporter at Channel 7 Eyewitness News in New York, and you're listening to the Eyewitness to Gilgo Beach podcast. For 1 year, she worked side by side with Rex Heuermann as his executive assistant. Much to her horror, 5 years later, she learned, like the rest of us, that he was the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer. And then the memories began to come back, and she remembered that she used to buy him the one thing that prosecutors allege helped give him away.
No, the whole thing is shocking. I used to buy him that pizza.
The irony is not lost on Donna Sturman that it was DNA on a thrown-out piece of pizza crust that prosecutors used to tie her former boss, Rex Heuermann, to the Gilgo Beach murders.
It always kind of bothered me he didn't eat the crust, okay? Because I don't understand how you could eat pizza and not eat the crust.
See, Donna knew Heuermann's habits. She worked as his executive assistant for a year, beginning in 2017. Prosecutors say a decade prior, Heuermann began his killing spree, murdering 4 women in 3 years and disposing of them at Gilgo Beach. Heuermann has pled not guilty to the charges.
When you saw his name in the news,
I thought I was hallucinating. I was researching something on Google, and I saw Rex's name, and you know, I thought, it's not a very common name. Then I see Heuermann. Then I see Massapequa. Then I see architect. No, it was honestly like moving in slow motion. After I had seen that he had been arrested, they had all the video of the surveillance, and I knew exactly where he was. I mean, even the garbage pail that on the corner there, I mean, I knew exactly. And I used to walk with him late at night, sometimes 12 o'clock at night, because I would be going to the PATH train to the LIE, and we would be discussing what had to be done the next day, and to remind him of this and to remind him of that. To see him come out on the surveillance camera and go through that routine, I had walked with him on that routine.
Donna says seeing Heuermann's mugshot was so strange.
No, that's when I was like, you know, I never really looked at him like that. In day-to-day life, I never saw that. I mean, it was. No, I was really traumatized. To me, he was always so respectful and never raised his... I mean, he wouldn't dare raise his voice to me. No, I mean, he was always very respectful. Then to see him in court, you know, in handcuffs, I was completely and utterly freaked out.
Donna says she felt something bad in her gut when she took the job with Heuermann 7 years ago, but she needed a job because she was having financial difficulties from what she calls an involuntary bankruptcy.
He offered me so much money, and again, my situation being rendered without any money, I took it. And
what was it like working for him?
I never sat down from the time I came in. He had me going down or dealing. I never sat down. I was constantly busy. Constantly.
Did you ever feel threatened?
Never. By him? No, never.
Donna says the only thing that freaked her out was a deer head. She says Heuermann had in his office. We do know that Heuermann was a hunter.
He would be looking at that deer. You can sit, if you were sat at his desk, you would look straight at that deer head.
Did Rex ever talk about his personal life?
No, not really. I mean, I'm very businesslike, so he would not. I mean, it was always about the projects we were working on and what had to be done the next day. And
people who disappear without a trace.
Where is she?
The most notorious murder cases in New York.
Pure evil.
And the most devious killers.
There's a Hannibal Lecter feel to him.
For chilling true crime stories, follow the True Crime NYC podcast wherever you listen.
There was so much work, and he would take on new projects even though he hadn't finished other projects. And so, no, he was very disorganized, very disorganized. He was scattered, wasn't, no, honestly, he would say, well, what should I do about this and what should I do? He would ask my advice on everything.
In 2021, the New York State Department of Labor found Heerman owed Donna Sturman $20,000 in unpaid wages.
I told them that he was holding money for me. He cheated me out of my salary.
In September, the DOL issued a judgment against Heerman for not paying Donna those lost wages.
No, he hasn't paid me. He stopped paying. He's obviously not in jail writing checks. He trusted me. I mean, trusted me 100% with everything.
Is this something that's still hard to believe?
Every time there's a court date or something on him, triggers it off again. Like, no, the whole thing is completely traumatizing. How do you know who anyone is?
I reached out to Heerman's attorney about the wages he owes Donna, but the attorney declined to comment. So Donna is going to keep fighting for her money while also keeping a close eye on the case against her former boss, a case that will slowly start picking up speed in the coming months, and one that we will be there for every step of the way, covering the courtroom drama and suspense. Thanks for listening to Eyewitness to Gilgo Beach podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe for future episodes as this murder mystery evolves. Eyewitness News has many more podcasts. To find out more, visit abc7ny.com/podcasts.